Hello, and thank you for downloading Witness from the BBC World Service. And as the USA faces continuing economic difficulties, we take you back to the 1930s and the Great Depression, when Americans suffered hardship on a massive scale. Laura Sheeter reports.
Bert Stollier was 10 years old and living in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the Deep South, when, in October 1929, the stock market collapsed in New York in the Wall Street crash. Bert's father owned a clothing store, but despite being over 1,000 kilometres away from the financial heart of America, the family felt the effect of the crash almost as soon as it happened.
Things kept getting worse and worse and worse. People were not coming in to buy things. And if they did, he couldn't make a profit off of it because they didn't have that much money.
Unable to pay his bills, Bert's father lost his business. He found work in another clothing store, but could barely make ends meet.
First, they turned the electricity off in my house. Why? My daddy couldn't pay his bill. Then the next thing you know, they turned the gas off. And you couldn't cook. And then the next thing I knew, the water man was there to cut the water off. And we had to move because we couldn't pay our rent. He had managed to get enough money to pay a down payment to have another place, and we would live for a little while there. Then we had to move from there because we weren't paying the rent. It wasn't that my father was doing that on purpose. It was because there was no money.
Bert's family struggled for several years. Eventually, when he was 13, he decided he would leave school and find work himself.
I figured that if I left grammar school, I could get a job and I could help.
Was it a hard choice to decide to stop going to
school? I don't think it was any choice. It was a choice that I felt I had to make. Because this way, there'd be more food on the table, a few extra dollars maybe to buy clothing.
Bert found a job delivering telegrams, but the family was still only scraping by.
Very, very rough. Very rough. What you had was the basics. They didn't buy pies and candy and stuff like that. They bought the basics, the vegetables, and whatever meat they could buy, or fish. We ate a lot of fish in those days because after all, you could go right out to the river and catch fish.
Bert remembers the hardships drove his father to desperation.
I remember one Sunday, my father borrowed an automobile and we went down to one of the casinos right on the outskirts. And we parked outside the casino. Little boys couldn't go in there. And my mother didn't go in there. But my father went in there. I looked at my mother and I said, "What is Dad going in the casino for?" She says, "Well, Dad has $5 and he's going to see if he can double it." And I looked at my mother and I said, "I'll never forget that, Mom, because that would be better if we had that $5 so that we could buy some food or maybe even some clothes." And I have never forgotten that all my life, and it made me very, very angry with my father.
The Stolliers' experience was being shared by millions of families across the United States. In Yazoo City, Mississippi, Allie Hyde remembers the Depression coming to the South. Her father was a bookkeeper at the Delta National Bank, and he lost his job almost immediately.
The bank closed down completely. Everyone who was invested in it lost everything, and my daddy, of course, lost his job. My parents hadn't been married very long, you see, and I was just a very small child. They bought the first home. He had a car. Of course, he couldn't pay for his home. He lost his home that he was buying. The car, there was no way he could run a car, didn't have a job, couldn't buy gasoline or maintain a car.
As the price of cotton and sugar collapsed, the rich plantations of the South ground to a halt. Crops were left to rot in the fields because it wasn't worth harvesting them. Tenant farmers and sharecroppers were forced off the land, some violently, and the whole economic system seized up. At school, Ali learned to recognise the signs of poverty in her classmates.
In the stores, the flour was put in sacks of material, fabric, with flowers on it, and plaids, and stripes, and dots. And when the flour was used out of those sacks, the mothers made clothes for the children, sewed their clothes out of the flour sack. We felt sorry for certain ones. And it was said, you never said anything, though. You didn't talk about it. You wouldn't hurt anyone's feelings, you know, and you were having a struggle, too.
Ali's parents had travelled to Texas to find work before returning to Yazoo City. They were by no means alone. Millions of Americans were on the move.
I'm blowing down this old dusty road. I'm blowing down this old dusty road.
In the Midwest, the combined effect of the crash and the environmental catastrophe of the Dust Bowl sent impoverished families on journeys thousands of miles across the country in desperate search of work.
I'm going where them dust storms never blow. I'm going where them dust storms never blow, blow, blow.
Have you heard the term hobo? These were men, good men, honest, hardworking men who couldn't find work. Some of them had to leave their families. They would catch trains, freight trains. They'd ride freight trains till they could get off somewhere where they thought maybe they could find work. And when they were hungry, they didn't have work. They still didn't have money. You know, they couldn't eat. So they would knock on doors and volunteer to work. And no one turned these people down. Everyone would share what food they had with them. And I can remember hobos sitting on our back steps most of the time wouldn't want to come into your house, and then you had doubts too, you know, about letting complete strangers like that into your home. So, but you never turned them down.
In New Orleans too, people arrived hoping to find work or some kind of assistance.
The street down here is Camp Street. If you walk down Camp Street, you'd see guys sitting, leaning up against the buildings. People were coming from wherever they could. So this street was famous for having people sitting on the sidewalk, waiting, looking for a handout. Those people were having it rough. They came looking for work. You see, they didn't have a place to sleep. So they'd sleep along the street. And there was places that was serving food lines. Thank goodness I never had to stand in a food line.
The Great Depression continued until the 1940s, when the demands of America's war effort in the Second World War brought industrial growth and jobs. But the impact of the Depression can still be seen. The depopulation of the rural South was never fully reversed, and the memory of the hardships and the migration of millions of Americans across the continent have made a permanent mark on the country's culture and identity, preserved in novels such as John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath, and the music of singers such as Woody Guthrie.
I'm a-blowing down this old dusty road, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way.
Witness from Laura Sheeter. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.